Working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
I've been working very hard. I'm worn out.
Okay. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
nuts.
Okay.
Nutty.
Any other expressions?
Crazy.
What about the word queer or quar?
Makes kind of queer. And I don't think I'd put that in there. So I don't know with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes that's kind of nutty. I'd go with the word nutty. I guess I've heard it put Jack's kind of queer. I don't think you use that way much anymore, though. That has a different meaning, more or less, to it now.
What different meanings does it have? I mean, what did it first mean? What does it
well,
mean
I
now?
Think. I think years back you might have used it that way. Well, look, watch out for Aunt Lizzie, she acts a little bit queer.
Uh-huh.
They meant, well, it's kind of a bit on the fruitcake side.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, you come out and pop somebody with that like that, they right away they think the guy's kind of funny, you know, kind of, or she or he or whatever, a little bit on the, what's the other word for it, a little bit well, you know what I'm talking about, a little bit on the
homosexual
side, yeah.
How long has it been meaning that, since most of your life?
When I go back to when I was growing up, get up in high school and whatnot, we put the word queer on some cats. We were trying to, you know, we're talking on a homosexual business, but the older folks in those days, they were still using it, meaning Aunt Lizzie was kind of on the nutty side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the older folks that are still around don't go for that. I think they're, you know, just changing times.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they don't use the word nutty either. I imagine they'd say a little bit eccentric. I wouldn't
uh-huh.
say that. You ask me what I'd say probably nuts.
Did you used to use the word queer as a noun? Say that she was a queer? Mean that she was eccentric?
It means, no, I don't think so. I think they use it more the way you put it there. Watch out for Aunt Lizzie, she's something or other, but she acts queer sometimes, meaning not as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning she's had strange behavior.
Mm-hmm. What about the Spanish words for homosexual?
Puto.
Puto. Is that very insulting?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, we don't kid around with that too much. Well, I mean, there again, depending on who. You know how close you are. You might pop
mm-hmm.
a good close friend with that and tell him he's acting like one, or if he shows up with some strange-looking set of clothes on, you might tell him, yeah, damn it. Looks like we'd come out more in English with it, but that's just downright queer there.
Mm-hmm. That word just refer to a man?
Well, you put an A on the end of it. Now, you're not referring now to a homosexual woman, though. You're referring to a prostitute.
A male homosexual?
No. Puto is a male. You're calling somebody a homosexual, a male.
Mm-hmm.
And you put an A on it and turn it into puta, and
mm-hmm.
you're now referring to a female, but a prostitute.
What about the word joto?
That's the same as a male homosexual. To me, it means the same thing. Joto or puto. To me, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Male homosexual. Now, how you'd come up with a female homosexual, I don't know. Unless you took that joto and put an A on the end of it. I don't know whether that'd work or not. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. But the word puta means?
To me, it's always been prostitute, yeah.
Do they have that in Matamoros? Prostitutes?
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes. I got a whole town down there about a couple, 3 miles outside of Matamoros. Red Light District
mm-hmm.
for Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.